This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, Jeremy, you think you're friends with people. You find out how much how your friendship is when they block you.
You think?
You text them, and it doesn't go through. Somebody else texts them, and it goes through. What else happened?
I texted Jacob Calvin Meyer, and he answered me right back.
And mine didn't go through. Didn't say delivered. I must be blocked.
He even texted me back his full name because I said, do I have to put three names in my phone? And he said his real name is Jacob Calvin Wilkes Harvey Meyer. Wow.
Does sound a lot weird. Of people in his family. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He is, what's his name?
Jacob Calvin Meyer. You know his name.
No, I thought you were going to give me all of them.
Oh, you wanted all?
Yeah, hold up. Give me all of them.
Jacob Calvin Wilkes Harvey Meyer.
What's up, Jacob?
Hey guys, hey Rob. I mean, if you want to Venmo me $20 and I'll get you unblocked on my phone.
Jacob, yesterday, man, we heard Albert Suarez was going to get the start. We thought, okay, if he can give us about three innings or so, we'll be all right. Who knew?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he was one of the more intriguing stories at camp. You know, it had been 6 or 7 years since he pitched in the big leagues. He was in Korea. He was in Japan. I think he pitched in the Mexican League for a little bit. And, you know, he was never a guy that had plus stuff. And the Orioles signed him to a minor league deal in September, started working with him. He's thrown mid-90s. He looked good. I don't know how long he's going to be in this rotation. You know, John Means, who did not look great yesterday in AAA, Means should be back in a couple weeks. In theory, that would push Suarez to the bullpen, or maybe if Suarez keeps pitching well, maybe he stays in the rotation and Cole Irvin goes to the bullpen. But, you know, this team with Corbin Burnes and Grayson Rodriguez in games they start, they're 8-0. And in games that other people start, they're 4-6. And so any starting pitcher, honestly, who can come in and pitch well, no matter what your name is or what your background is or how you join the organization, I think they're going to give those guys a shot.
I think at the beginning of the song Fantasy, Old Dirty Bastard lists every place that Suarez has played.
New York!
Just the whole thing. Just everywhere. Well, let's talk about Jackson Holliday a little bit. What are you seeing from him? Because I know I'm one of the guys, and Rob feels the same way, and I'm sure Joe does. I don't want to see him sent down. I think he can work it out here. But what are your thoughts?
No, I definitely don't think you can send him down. Listen, the team's winning games even as he's struggling. This lineup is really impressive. If there was somebody behind him who you could say is definitely an upgrade at the moment, then I'd say, okay, you know, maybe it would make sense to send him down. But part of the reason why he came up when he did is because the people who were playing at second base instead of him, Ramon Urias, were really struggling, and there were a couple other guys in the lineup who were struggling too. So I don't see the point in sending him down. Listen, I think these struggles are a little bit worse than what Gunnar went through at the beginning of last year and what Adley went through at the beginning of his career. He's also much younger, especially than Adley, but also than Gunnar was at the beginning of last season. So I think the one concerning thing is the amount of strikeouts. We saw that in spring training. He was striking out about 30% of the time. He's striking out a good bit now. But at the same time, he's going to figure it out. Like, these prospects this good nowadays, especially hitting prospects, I don't want to jinx anything, but like they don't bust. If you just give them the time in the majors, they will figure out. There's almost no scenario here where this doesn't work out for the kids. So they're just going to keep throwing them out there. And I would not be surprised if within the next 2 to 4 weeks he's playing so well that people are going to start asking if he's going to start leading off.
Here with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, man, Cedric Mullins is on one on a nine-game hitting streak. The walk-off home run yesterday, when he's on one, someone pointed this out to me yesterday. The Orioles can win when Cedric is not on, but when he is on, they don't lose.
Yeah, no, I think I said last year, even when he had a weird season, really good first half, got injured a couple times, and then kind of a bad end to the season, there might not be a player on this team that has more of a game-changing, game-winning ability than Cedric Mullins. Even Gunnar Henderson, even Adley Rutschman, if you just think of Cedric Mullins' career with the Orioles, or even just the past couple of seasons, you can point to Cedric Mullins' games, right? The one in Seattle, the one yesterday he hit for the cycle last season. There's like a handful of games where he can just take over. And part of that is the ability for him that he can play defense the way that he can, where he can, like he did in Seattle last year, rob a home run and then hit one in extras. But like this dude is a star player. We saw it in 2021. He didn't have the best 22 season. He got hurt last season. It's still in there for him to be. Remember, he was a top 10 MVP finalist in 21. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he's going to return to that level where he was a 30-30 guy, but like, you know, everybody talks about Adley and Gunnar as the stars of this team, people who could win AL MVP or compete for it. And I think it would be a stretch to say that Cedric Mullins is in the same class as those guys. The fact that he's been a top 10 MVP finalist before means that he can do it again. And we're seeing that right now. I'm always impressed by the fact that he can go out and single-handedly win the Orioles a baseball game. And you kind of saw it last night.
Jeremy, I thought that was my text just coming in that just dinged, but I looked at it and it still doesn't say delivered.
As soon as I heard that, I was going to send a bunch of text messages just to say Jacob and I have been talking the whole time during this conversation.
The text I just got was actually my father who texted me.
Yeah.
Craig Kimbrell is on pace. No, here it is. Craig Kimbrell is on pace to go 27-0 with 36 saves and 72 appearances and win the Cy Young Award.
It's my wife's favorite player. He looks ridiculous.
That's just my father's text to me. Well, just random text about the Orioles.
Random baseball stuff. Well, Jacob, they get to see Kansas City again this weekend. What did you learn about them the first time? And you know, my old co-host used to say, you want to see Kansas City at the end of the year, not in the beginning when they actually think they're good. But they might actually be decent this year.
Yeah, they're like low-key good, and good for them. You know, they were in a similar spot as the Orioles in 19, as a team that was rebuilding. They got Bobby Witt instead of Rutschman, and it's worked out for both teams. Witt's a great player. They signed him to an extension. But the rebuild didn't give them returns the same way that it did the Orioles. In 22 and 23, the Kansas City was pretty bad. But they took a little bit of a different approach this past offseason, and they went out and got some guys. They spent some money and bolstered their rotation and got a couple bullpen arms. And you look at this team, and it's not half bad. And they're in a division that's not great. So, like, yeah, I think that division is probably, like, the first team to 84 wins probably wins the division. But like Cole Reagans, who I think we're going to see against Corbin Burns again for maybe the second time this season. Cole Reagans is excellent. He's probably one of the best left-handed starting pitchers in baseball. Now they got him in that Chapman trade last year where Texas just gave up Reagans because he wasn't pitching very well. And so when you get a potential ace in exchange for half of a season of a reliever, that's going to be a big benefit for you. And then you've got Bobby Witt, and you've got Salvador Perez, and Michael Garcia is having a really good season. And so, no, this is a team that I think you could actually argue the opposite, because I think this team could get even better as the year goes on. And so maybe it's a good thing they're playing them now. I mean, they took 2 or 3 from them earlier this month, both on walk-offs. And so, you know, this might be one of the best teams they've faced so far this season. And everybody looked at the schedule saying, oh, it's going to be such an easy April, and then the Pirates look good. Kansas City looks good. So it just goes to show you just never really know with this weird sport.
He's Jacob Calvin-Meyer. You can find him on Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jacob, how can they find you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at jcalvinmeyer, and always a pleasure, guys.
But and you can text him if you're not blocked. You can text him, too, if you're not blocked.
Thanks a lot, Jake. 410-583-1057. Aroldis Chapman, think about this. He's last two seasons, and I know he played in Texas, But the last two seasons, he's been signed by the Kansas City Royals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Two teams that weren't expecting to contend. Two teams that weren't spending like contenders. Has he become that guy now in this part of
his career? Two teams that signed him not to be the closer either, right? To come in and, I mean, I guess he's gotten some situations to close there because he has before. But, yeah, it's interesting.
He only had a total of six saves last year.
Yeah.
So has won so far this year. He's become that guy in his career. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I still can't get past him grabbing his mom's boob.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That was some weird stuff, man.
Jonte Porter banned for life due to gambling. Was it warranted? We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, you got a shovel for us, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, I got a shovel. There was this crazy gift at a wedding that the bride said she was so disgusted by, but everyone else laughed. I'll tell you what that gift was.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.